The search continues this morning for people trapped in their basements in Greensburg, Kansas. 9 people are confirmed dead from devastating storms that raked the area Friday night. Many expect the casualty list to grow as rescuers ply through the wreckage of Greensburg. Many residents say it's likely the town itself will be among the victims. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
In a shelter 10 miles outside Greensburg, elderly people huddle on cots, budged next to an old lady who's clutching a weather radio. More severe weather's in the forecast. Emotions are raw in this high school gym. Nearly everyone has a glazed look in their eyes. Randy Rinker weathered the storm in his sister's basement. When he picked his way out, the Greensburg he's known for decades had all but vanished.
With no lights or anything, it was really hard to, really understand the magnitude of it until daylight today. And total devastation. Our town is, for the most part, gone.
To visualize the destruction, imagine pictures of European cities devastated in World War II. All but a few of the buildings in this town lie in pieces, splintered and squashed. Shreds of clothing cling to trees that have had their bark blasted off. The people here in Greensburg had lots of warning, first from weather forecasts, then from screaming sirens, and they used the time to gather in the best basements. Richard Engelken, for instance, hustled a dozen people, including elderly neighbors and grandkids, down into his basement. After the storm obliterated his house, he picked his way out over someone's freezer, which the tornado had shoved down his basement staircase, and went to work.
We went door to door and checked on all the people that were there, and a lot of people were trapped in their basements, had flashlights and in the windows. And we went back later once some of the fire departments started coming down from other towns and started going back and getting them all out, pulling them through the windows or digging the rubble out and trying to get them all out. So it was quite an ordeal.
The search for victims trapped in basements continues today. So does the reckoning. I'm standing under what used to be an awning for a gas station. Some of the pumps are still here. They're all knocked over and destroyed. They're wrapped pieces of carpet and insulation and tiny splintered board all beside them. Some truck landed right in the middle of this thing. Most of the metal for this awning apparently blew away and landed a mile from here in a farmer's field. It's a scene of utter, complete, chilling devastation. Still, the work goes on. In this tire shop on the outskirts of town, Josh Scheck is working round the clock, fixing tires of police and rescue vehicles that have been stabbed with screws, bolts, and other rubble.
So we'll be here fixing them until they'll get done making them flat.
Greensburg City Administrator Steve Hewitt puts a brave face on the disaster.
And we're going to find a way to rebuild now. You know, we've invested a lot of time and effort, and a lot of people have invested a lot of their heritage here, and I think we're going to have to find a way to turn that around and bring this town back. I think we have an opportunity to bring it back better than ever it was, and I think we're going to have to.
In one breath, Hewitt says that the same all-for-one spirit that saved so many lives in the tornado will revitalize the town. But in the next, he mentions that he lost his house and admits that the whole thing is surreal and that he doesn't really know what to expect and that he's scared that the people of Greensburg will have to rebuild both their lives and their town almost from scratch. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.